I ain't got nothing but love for you 5 days a week. You can always find me right here from 2 to 4 p.m. all across the Civic Media Talk Radio Network. But not to worry, there is a reprieve. Civic Media's got special festive music coming to you, even on our talk networks, from 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve throughout the entirety of Christmas Day. The News Talk Network will be playing your favorite Christmas classics, maybe even one of those annoying ones, which we'll be talking about today in the 3 o'clock hour. So keep it locked to Civic Media all through your holidays. We're going to have you covered. Also, on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, I will be sharing some of my very special memories of this time of year with each and every one of you, as well as passing along some of my holiday wishes to each of you, because we don't get to do this without each and every one of you. And again, always about real news and great conversation. I wanted to dive into one of these big news topics of the day. Did you know that the little Christmas present from Congress might be that our federal government shuts down starting this Saturday at 12:01 a.m.? Yep, here we are again, everybody. Seems like this is the ghost of Christmas past that just keeps on coming back. Yep, it is the old government funding continuing resolution debate that has come back to haunt us again and again and again. If you will recall, everybody, the last time this happened, it ended up resulting in Kevin McCarthy being booted out of the speaker chair. Yeah, that effort led by Matt Gaetz back in the day. Yep, it was about government funding and a continuing resolution to keep the government funded. Back then, there was more pressure because we were about to enter into that presidential election cycle. And it is generally not a good thing if your party is responsible for shutting the federal government down during an election cycle. Now, the stakes are a little different, and so the politics are a little different. Now, the current version of the continuing resolution doesn't look like a simple continuing resolution to keep the government going. It is a 1,500-page behemoth. Now, if you're a Capitol Hill insider, if you are a Beltway person, what you will know is that these bills are often called Christmas tree bills. Why are they called Christmas tree bills? Because legislators will put their little ornaments, all of their little special funding requests for their constituents' pet projects within their congressional districts, into these continuing resolutions, which means this is easy fodder for basically any politician to point at all of their colleagues and go, see, they're trying to fill the bill with all kinds of pork. And of course, most Republicans aren't missing out on that opportunity to level that criticism. It is an enormous bill. There's no doubt about that. There is a lot of new funding in this continuing resolution that has nothing to do or would not be required to keep the government running. That's what's interesting here. If you would like to ask a question or make a comment about keeping the federal government going and this looming deadline for funding the federal government, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Now, what a continuing resolution does is it is a kicking of the can down the road. It simply, in its most stripped down form, simply funds the government at existing levels, right? Doesn't cut anything, doesn't usually include new spending. This one does that, and it's got additional new spending, most notably a big package to replace the Francis Scott Key Bridge that went down in Maryland, okay, outside of Baltimore, right? That is a huge chunk of funding. It's in this continuing resolution. The other massive chunk of funding is going to a bunch of agencies that have something to do with emergency aid relief. Ah, yes. Remember this little controversy from the election cycle and that FEMA and the federal government wasn't doing enough to help the victims of the Hurricane Helene weather event. Yeah, well, there's a bunch more funding for emergency relief in this bill. It also includes a third additional measure, which has general bipartisan support. Again, a bit unusual to include these other elements in a continuing resolution, which at its most stripped down basic just keeps government funding going at its current levels. This CR also bans a controversial practice by pharmacy benefit managers. PBMs are the middlemen between patients and insurance companies that basically set prices for pharmaceuticals. It's one of the areas of the law that is pretty technocratic, but at its most basic, our federal regulatory structure allows these middlemen to basically receive kickbacks from insurance companies for where they set pharmaceutical prices. It is a total boondoggle. I will do at least an hour's worth of my show in the new year on PBMs because there is a very fascinating bipartisan bill that was just introduced last month in the Senate, co-written and co-sponsored by these two odd bedfellows, Senator Elizabeth Warren and Senator Josh Hawley, all about PBMs. Okay, so again, we've got the Francis Scott Key Bridge funding, we've got a bunch of emergency relief funding, and we've got this portion of the continuing resolution that is going to try to address what has been this legalized grift by pharmacy benefit managers. So Mike Johnson announced this to some fanfare. Hey, we've got bipartisan support for all of this. And what happened? Well, you get Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk and a bunch of sort of diehard Republicans indicating that they may vote no to keep the federal government funded. Great question from Jake in Madison. He asks, am I correct, Maggie, that this bill doesn't even fund for the full fiscal year, and only goes until mid-March? Yes, Jake, that is correct. And that is very typical of CRs. They will just effectively kick it out basically a quarter to keep it funded. Usually lawmakers like to do this, one, because they all want to go home for Christmas and get out of Washington, D.C. And two, often it is employed because they are in an election cycle and they'd rather be having this fight over how to fund the government after an election cycle has concluded. Obviously, it's the Christmas season and the lawmakers all want to go home. Oh, another little tidbit that's in this continuing resolution that you all might be interested in. Congress is proposing to give themselves a raise. Yes, you heard it right here. Congress, in this continuing resolution, proposing giving themselves a raise. They're calling it a COLA adjustment. The last time they tried to do this, there was an incredible amount of pushback and public uproar. So it was stripped out the last time they tried to do this, which I believe was a number of years ago. So that's back in this CR. There is $29 billion in funds going to the Federal Emergency Management Agency. There is $21 billion going to the Agricultural Department and another $10 billion in additional aid to farmers and ranchers. The bill also proposes to replenish the Small Business Administration's disaster loan program, which exhausted its lending authority after Hurricanes Helene and Milton earlier this year. So lots going on there. I got to take a chuckle. Mark from Prairie du Sac texting in. It's Vivek Ramaswamy. Oh, Mark, I love a good pun. Indeed, pretty interesting to hear a couple of billionaires deride a continuing resolution that proposes to try to better fund our emergency response apparatus in federal government. I don't really ever think billionaires find themselves at the brunt end of weather events. Do you? I don't really think that's on their list of things to worry about. But watch this space. I think this is going to be a really interesting bellwether, an interesting canary in the coal mine about whether or not Mike Johnson can actually control the Republican caucus in the House of Representatives. And I also just want to make this point. When we look at, you know, again, the aid to farmers and ranchers, this massive investment of billions of dollars in our federal emergency relief programs across a number of agencies, it's interesting to me that oftentimes from the right, you hear this constant drumbeat of smaller government, smaller government, smaller government. except when it's your constituents, except when it's your district that gets hit by a natural disaster, right? Except when it's the plant in your district, except when it's the military base in your district, except when it's the farming and ranching communities in your state, right? Like all of this sort of rhetoric, it is often belied by what these particular legislators do when it comes to their own home districts. Again, what's good for me or what the rules are for me ain't the rules for thee. And that seems to be a repeating pattern here. Again, just an absolutely fascinating moment. Watch this space, especially given that we now have Republicans outwardly almost every day saying with cameras rolling and tapes rolling that cutting Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid is on the table. Statements to that effect were made just today by Representative Greg Gomez. He's a Republican out of Colorado. As he was walking into the, get this now, y'all, the Doge Caucus, the Department of Government Efficiency, which isn't really a department. It's just a made-up thing by Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and Vivek Ramaswamy. Yeah, there's now a Doge Caucus. Said on a hot mic, specifically, yep, we're looking at cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Remember this, when Donald Trump and the rest of the GOP are proposing tax cuts for billionaires and 100 millionaires and tax cuts for businesses like Amazon and Walmart. Remember that. Because there are lots of ways to approach government funding, government revenues, and government deficits. And it seems to me that as the middle class has been struggling, the first thing that we should be looking at ain't cutting the very systems and programs like Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid that so many of us rely upon to make ends meet. I'm going to talk about more of that and do a deeper dive on Social Security tomorrow. I'm going to give you that sound from Representative Gomez tomorrow. We'll review Ron Johnson saying they should zero these programs out. We'll review Tom Tiffany saying exactly the same thing, as well as Representative Richard McCormick just a couple of weeks ago saying exactly the same darn thing. Let's go to the lines. Mark from Prairie du Sac, you say what this afternoon, sir?
Well, you left one out as far as when Republicans think government should be involved. It's women's reproductive health. They think they should be fully involved in that. But on the economics, I can't help but think of Dickens in A Christmas Carol, because my mother always used to read this to us four boys. We were all in the same room, you know, at Christmas time. And the most terrifying part to me, even now as an adult, is the two children beneath the ghost of Christmas presents as robes. The boy is ignorance, this girl is want. Beware them both in all of their degree, but most of all, beware this boy. Now, the Republican Party just seem to be ignoring that. They seem to embrace ignorance, and they ignore want, and that on the brow of that boy is written doom. I mean, that they think they are going to break the back of this of our economy and break the back of this nation, I think.
Yes, Mark. What a good reminder of what was written so many hundreds of years ago. Are there no workhouses, right? Are there no poor houses? Back when Britain used to criminalize poverty. Something for all of us to consider. When we come back, I'm going to give you the update about the ethics report about Matt Gaetz, his drug use, and maybe paying underage girls for sex. Ugh. That guy was almost our attorney general. Keep it locked. They said that report was buried, but may it see the light of day before January 1st. We discuss next right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Show up.